Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix, a Netflix original series. In Miles' room, Miles, Tristan, Winston, and Zoe sit on the bed.
Do it.
Because I don't even put butter on my bread.
Tristan eats a spoonful of butter with a grimace.
Truth or dare, Zoe?
There.
One, two.
Zoe
three,
has her head in
four,
a hamper.
Five.
Oh, God, it smells like a small animal drowned in your junk sweat. Okay, payback time, Miles. Truth or dare?
It's time for some truth up in here.
I know. How many people have you been with? Come on, we all know it's the highest body count here.
Yeah, well, that depends what we're counting.
Only the full it.
Come on, quit stalling.
Truth, it's five.
Really? New additions. Okay, let me guess. Esme and Tristan? Or did you finally hook up with that Swedish exchange student?
Actually, it's Zoe, last summer.
Zoe glances down.
You all wanted the truth.
At least we use protection.
Why, what are your numbers? Well, we know Winston's a zero.
Hey, some of us aren't just looking to score a quick thrill and move on. Some of us are looking to fall in love.
Winston gazes at Zoe.
Tris.
Tristan looks down, then shifts his eyes back and forth.
This game is childish.
He storms out.
What's up his butt?
I have no idea.
Photos and videos of the diverse group of Degrassi teens appear in blocks, then within text messages and phone apps. The title appears on a social media page next to a photo of all the teens together. Degrassi, next class. The quote below reads, "I know I can make it through." Words appear, hashtag rise and grind. Starring Amir Bagheria, Jamie Block, Chelsea Clark, Anna Golia, Nikki Gold, Ricardo Hoyos. At the dot, Zig does a spin over to a table where Grace and Tiny sit. He sets a cupcake with a candle in front of Tiny.
Happy birthday.
It's not my birthday.
I know. But for some crazy reason, they don't have congratulations for getting into science camp cupcakes.
Maybe they're in the back.
Thanks, guys, but still not sure if I can go, though. Tuition's covered, but I gotta pay for the flights.
I'm sure you'll find the money and be off to Cali soon enough. So, you better enjoy your time as three single dudes on the prowl while we still can, huh?
Tiny eyes, Grace.
Sorry, single persons.
We're not in the same category. And how single can you be when you're still pining over someone?
Hey, I haven't thought about Maya since at least lunch.
And this guy has two girls who like him, not zero. I gotta get home. Enjoy the prowl.
Grace leaves. A woman approaches the guys.
Hey, I saw your little spin. You dance?
Yeah, I've been known to get down.
Are you looking for work?
As a dancer? Because I dance too.
Bring your best moves.
She leaves a flyer on the table and Tiny picks it up.
Dude, she's asking me.
Dude, I need the money. And besides, can't be mad at me. It's my birthday.
Elsewhere, Maya and Jonah leave her house.
So, you're back from our running away with your girlfriend?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure her mom's gonna sick the dogs on me if I come near their place.
As if that could stop you two.
Yeah, well, Frankie's trying to be good, which means she's got less time for me, and I got more time for you.
Well, good, because I'm serious about recording this album while I still have my sweet co-op. I'm gonna try to score us a management deal.
She looks at mail.
Oh, yeah. Making it rain. Woo!
She throws her arms up.
It's the royalties for my videos.
He eyes the check and hands it back to her.
$5.42.
Yeah, usually I only get like $3-something.
They both climb into Jonah's car.
Which means I probably got like 10,000 new views.
She pulls out her laptop and finds her video online.
Except for none of my play counts really went up that much.
Well, maybe they aren't your views. Look.
She clicks a video called Yes by Maya Matlin, cover. VJ sings in front of a colorful background. If you want me to get close to you, I will. Yes, I
will. Yes, I will. Hey, so the extra $2 is from that?
Yeah, I wrote the song so I get the royalties.
Okay, that's great.
No, it isn't. He stole my song.
No, actually, he paid for your song.
Yeah, well, it wasn't for sale.
In math class, Miles and Winston concentrate on worksheets in front of them.
I don't get it.
Well, you draw the radius in the small circle to the point of tangency, so it's at a right angle with the chord.
That's not what I'm talking about.
Well, if you get that, then you just plug in the Pythagorean theorem.
I don't get why Tristan is mad at me.
Well, he's obviously uncomfortable with your number.
Why? Because I've had a little sex?
That's a big deal to some people.
Oh, are you uncomfortable that Zoe's more experienced than you?
Kind of, but I'm sure when we feel strongly about each other, we'll seal the deal.
God, everyone makes it so complicated. If you want to do it, just nut up and do it.
See, this is why Tristan's mad. Because you make it seem like if you haven't had sex, you're some kind of loser.
Miles stares at Winston, then looks away with a hard blink.
Tristan's a virgin.
Shh. Zoe told me that in secret.
Great, I know how to fix it. I'll just have sex with him.
It's that easy, huh?
If that were the solution to any of these problems, I'd be acing math.
Even though it's a whole different kind of geometry?
Look, we're two teenage boys who like each other. I don't think it'll be that hard to figure out.
In an empty classroom, Vijay and Boz play a fantasy card game.
Okay, so what's your next move?
I'm going to summon my bone to ash.
Good. Make sure you turn four of your lands because it costs four mana points.
Maya enters.
Hi. Vijay, right?
Oh my god, Maya Matlin. Hi. I know we have a weird history, but I just want to say that I love your music.
I saw that, and I need you to take down the video of you singing it.
I can't. My subscribers love it.
All business dealings with Mr. Mirage should go through me. Bosnia here, his manager.
Listen, it's my song, so just take it down.
He's under no obligation to do so. It's a cover, which he noted on his page, crediting you everywhere.
I do Beyonce, Nicki, Adele. You're in good company.
Well, I'm about to record that song for an album, and I can't really have your weird version out there confusing people.
Excuse me? Weird?
Yeah, it's supposed to be a romantic ballad. You made it all clubby.
Maybe yours is the weird version.
She grabs Vijay's card.
Boz!
I don't want to hurt it, but I need you to delete that song.
He looks to Boz.
I have no bargaining power here.
Okay, fine. I'll figure out a way to save face with my fans.
I knew you'd understand.
She slips the card in his pocket.
Wait, if you're interested in representation, call me.
Maya struts out confidently. In the school lobby, Tiny pops and locks in front of a small crowd, including Zig sitting on the stairs.
All right, cool, but I think I got you beat.
Oh, okay.
As Tiny leans against the stairs, Zig dances. He spins, then shakes his shoulders, grinning. He swipes his hand in front of his face.
Can't see me. Can't see me.
Okay. I dig it. But if it was down to you and me.
Tiny takes the floor and does more pop and lock moves. He grabs his vest as he spins on one foot. Tiny skillfully moves his arms in a flowing motion before crossing them with finality.
He's right. He's totally got you.
Like you're some expert.
12 years of dance training gives me a little cred, yeah? I'm around if you need lessons.
Well, thank you, but I think this guy should be taking lessons from me.
Yeah, maybe tomorrow, man.
Zig regards Esme.
Good luck.
She walks off.
Wait, I do need your help.
I thought I wasn't an expert.
Okay, fine, you're an expert in all things dance.
And?
And I would be lucky if you taught me even one move.
She halts, then turns to face Zig.
Please. I need this job.
Okay. But on one condition. You be ready to work. Hard.
With a sidelong look, Zig watches her go. In the Hollingsworth mansion, Miles enters his bedroom with Tristan and shuts the door behind them.
Couldn't you have just brought your math assignment down to me at the door?
And I couldn't give it to you in my own special way.
Miles kisses Tristan, who grins at him. As their kissing grows more passionate, Miles pulls off his own shirt.
Ignore it.
Tristan checks his phone.
I have to tell my dad where I am. I promised I'd be home in 20 minutes.
This won't take that long.
Whoa. What are you doing?
I think you know.
Miles tugs down Tristan's pants, then pushes him to the bed.
Right there.
You're obviously weirded out that I've done more than you, so let's fix that.
Wait, are you saying there's something wrong with me because I haven't had sex?
No, I'm saying it's no big deal.
Yeah, maybe for a man whore.
Miles, do you have my charger?
Frankie gapes.
Oh, jeez.
Tristan pulls up his pants.
Don't worry, he's fully charged.
Just wait.
Tristan exits quickly, leaving Miles standing shirtless in his room. In the school gym, Esme watches Zig dance in front of her. He crouches down, then jumps up, striking poses with his arms.
Your arms need to be stronger. Go again.
As Zig starts the poses again, Esme watches critically.
strong arms. Go again.
Why? Why? So you can tell me that I'm doing it wrong again?
Jeez, who hurt you?
No one. Okay, it's me. I can't do anything. Tiny's got his science thing. Grace has her computery stuff. I can't even handle the job of boyfriend.
Seriously?
Yes, seriously. Maya dumped me, and she's probably right too, because I'm terrible at pretty much everything.
I meant seriously, are we talking about some other girl right now? Dance is about confidence, fighting the doubt. So forget about her and fight it. Do you think you can do that?
With sweat glistening on his skin, Zig averts his eyes.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go again.
In the Hollingsworth backyard, Frankie reads a gossip magazine. Miles sets a box of items on the table.
I need that magazine.
I'm in the middle of a very important profile on Brody Jenner.
Well, I gotta return it to Tristan, so...
She puts it in the box.
You guys should get to school.
I'm gearing up. I made it through yesterday. I think today will be easier.
Good. And straight home afterward. Hunter's out of the hospital today, and I'm throwing a thing for him.
Like a getting out of the psych ward party? Is that appropriate?
A get-together. I'm proud of him. I even invited Tristan. He friended me on Face Range. Isn't that adorable?
Yeah.
Miles looks down.
Or do you want me to uninvite him?
No, I gotta talk to him anyway.
Okay.
As their mom leaves, Frankie eyes Miles.
Are you breaking up with Tristan because of yesterday?
When he rejected me sexually?
La 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 la.
Doesn't matter, it's over anyway.
Because he wouldn't sleep with you? Isn't that a little harsh?
Not wouldn't, he doesn't want to.
Tristan likes you. A lot.
Yeah, I know. I like him too. No matter what I do, he's always been the one person who treats me like I'm normal. Until he heard my number.
Okay, so why don't you just talk to him?
If he doesn't want to do it, he's already spoken loud and clear.
Maya and Grace walk outside school.
Once we settle in keys and tempos, then Jonah will do the guitar track for Not Okay, Yes, and a few other new ones.
We're doing Yes?
Yeah, I know it's about Zig, but honestly, I'm over that, and seeing that kid do it made me realize what a good song it was. I kind of feel bad for being so harsh with him.
Don't feel too bad. Look.
Many of you asked where my cover of Yes went, so I feel I must address this. Maya Matlin demanded I take it down. She called it weird and basically said if you're different, her songs are not for you.
Maya gapes.
Well, I have to respond, right?
And start a flame war? He has 4 times as many subscribers as you.
So there's nothing I can do? Guys, I'm trying to actually take music seriously, and he's just some kid with an iPhone camera and a mic pretending he's Bruno Mars.
Okay, well, how would you convince Bruno Mars to take this down?
Maya looks away from Jonah uncertainly. In a small dance studio, Zig performs in front of 3 people at a table, including the woman from The Dot. The woman focuses on Zig as he does a graceful modern dance wearing all black. She glances at a fellow auditioner as Zig touches the floor, throwing his arms into the air elegantly. He moves to one side with a flourish, then his arms make fluid movements as Zig dances across the space, turning rhythmically. At school, Miles enters the student council room to find Tristan packing up his laptop.
I got your mom's Evite.
Yeah, she went rogue. You don't have to come. You obviously don't want to.
So you're not apologizing?
You're the one who called me a man whore, remember?
Yeah, is there another name for someone who humps anything that moves?
I can't unhave sex with those girls. If you can't handle my past, then how...
Sorry if I don't want to be just another conquest on your exotic list of hookups.
If you're so uncomfortable with me being more experienced than you, then why don't you go sleep with a couple guys and then come back to me? I don't care.
Wait, come back to you?
Yeah. I want to be with you. You're the one that freaked out and ran as soon as you heard my number.
Miles, I don't care about your list. I want to feel like I matter more than anyone else on there.
He stares at Miles, whose gaze drops. Tristan turns back to his bag.
You should come tonight.
Because you feel bad?
Because I want you to.
Back at the audition, Zig does a flip, landing on the floor with a spin. He jumps to his feet.
That was... really something.
Thanks, I worked really hard on it.
It shows. Now, can you dance to hip-hop, top 40 stuff, too? Most of our bookings are a little bit more mainstream.
Yeah, sure, I can do anything.
Great, and you're 18?
Yeah.
Great. Take off your clothes, show us what you got.
I'm sorry?
Strip down.
I'm not wearing any underwear.
That's okay. We're not shy.
He stares, then throws his arms up.
Okay.
He pulls off his shirt.
What is this? So you could, like, see if I have a dancer's physique, or...
We want to get a look at the goods. We're selling an experience here.
Zig glances down at his body.
Okay.
He yanks down his pants.
Are there, like, tight costumes or anything?
For the bachelorette parties, it's usually a fireman or a cop.
His mouth hangs open.
Oh, crap.
Hurriedly, he pulls up his pants.
Just so we're clear, when you said dancer, you meant stripper, right?
Was that not clear?
Oh, crap.
In the recording studio, Maya watches VJ's video.
There's me looking down at my shoes.
Peter enters.
Aha, gotcha. Easy. Just making sure you got the level set for the reggae session.
Oh, yeah, I got a boost in the kick and the bass is jacked.
I also wanted to return this.
She takes her shoe from him.
I know you switched your shifts to avoid me.
After she avoids eye contact with him, Peter moves toward the door.
Hey, are my songs good?
He turns back.
Yeah, they're amazing. Seriously.
So why does this kid have, like, way more followers than me? He can't sing as well, and all he does is covers.
Peter sits down and watches VJ's video with a smile.
So unique. Full of joy. Don't you just want to watch him?
No, I want people to want to watch me.
Jealousy is not a good look on you.
She glares.
Neither is fury. Look, you're doing all the right stuff. You got a voice and a vision.
You really think so?
You'll get signed, eventually. And if he sticks to doing covers, he never will. But Carly Rae Jepsen was on Canadian Idol, and then she kind of disappeared for a while, until bam, Call Me Maybe. Now she's super famous.
So you're saying he could be more successful than me?
Only if he finds his voice and picks the right song. So you gotta play nice with everyone. That's why I returned your shoe.
Maya smiles at Peter, then looks off thoughtfully. In the Hollingsworth backyard, Hunter catches Miles looking into his phone and fixing his hair.
How come you're nervous? I'm the one who hasn't seen my friends in weeks.
Your guests have arrived. Come on.
Yael, Boz, VJ, and Frankie come out.
I know Hunter didn't want me to say anything, but I am proud of you. And thank you for coming. Come on.
Hunter steps over to his friends.
Hey.
2 months and all you've prepared to say is hey. No big speech.
Well, don't make him angry.
Yael scowls.
Are we not doing that joke yet?
She shifts her attention to Hunter.
Hey.
They smile at each other.
Okay. So what do you guys want to do first? Food? Games?
Magic tournament?
You're on.
Yeah.
Tristan arrives and faces Miles.
Hope you guys are ready to lose.
Does everyone have to play?
I think I can get you out of it.
Miles looks off toward Hunter and his friends, now on the lower level.
Sorry I sprung sex on you. I should have talked to you about it first.
You think?
So, like, let's talk.
Tristan nods and glances toward the rest of the group. The two teenagers step off to the side, even further away from the gathering.
You really a virgin? I mean, I've done other stuff with people. We've done other stuff.
But don't you want to try?
Yeah, I do. But
not with me, or?
No, definitely with you. But there's lots to think about.
Got condoms.
It's not just that.
Tristan's smile fades.
Do you think it hurts?
I think that depends on... See, this is getting awkward. This is why we didn't talk about it.
Yeah, but aren't you glad we're talking now?
Miles shifts and looks away.
You know, the list of people that I've been in love with is a lot shorter.
Tristan's face softens as they look into each other's eyes.
I love you too.
Miles breaks the gaze to peer down at the others.
Should we go upstairs and continue this conversation?
Won't they wonder what we're doing?
I don't think we're fighting. Just follow my lead and storm out.
How dare you? How dare you?
They walk inside.
What was that about?
In the recording studio, VJ records a vlog on his phone.
Miss Maya Matlin still won't let me use my cover of her song. But... she agreed to write a song with me and even booked recording studio time for me to record it. For reals.
Anything you want to say?
Just that I actually had a lot of fun writing this with you.
Aww.
Okay, less talk, more rock.
Maya leaves to join Peter at the mixing board.
You got that sleeve tattoo, that kind of attitude. You got me out with you, but you still got a lot of lots of...
This is cool.
Well, after what you said, I figured I should help him out. Better to have him on my side, right, Sensei?
No, I mean the song. Really nailed his voice.
No, it's just something we whipped off in a couple of hours.
Well, that's a skill, too. I think we're wasting your talents having you input the mix settings.
I don't mind.
Yeah, but maybe I can get you in on some songwriting sessions over the summer. Wouldn't that be better?
Are you serious?
I'll see what I can do. Just promise you don't forget me when you're, like, super famous, okay?
Maya beams, then turns back to watch VJ. At school, Miles and Tristan walk hand in hand. They pause in front of the gym and kiss.
Bye.
Tristan goes inside. As Miles walks away, Winston and Zoe join him.
You guys did it, didn't you?
You'd make a terrible detective.
So you went from almost broken up to relationship goals overnight?
Tristan and I had a nice talk.
Ew. That's actually kind of sweet.
Wait, I didn't hear anything in there about you two not having sex.
It's not polite to kiss and tell.
As Miles walks off, Winston drapes his arm around Zoe.
Hey, do you think maybe we could do some kissing and not telling?
She smiles uncomfortably. Elsewhere, Tiny and Grace stand by lockers and smile at Zig.
When is my fake birthday today?
Zig grabs a blue box hanging from his locker. He opens it to find a leopard print G-string.
For your new career.
You told her?
How could I not? You went all the way naked for a job interview.
You thought it was legit too.
Tiny shrugs, and Zig starts to unbuckle his belt.
So I better try this thing on then, right? That's what you guys wanted, right? To see me in this thing?
What? No, that's not...
I don't think that meets the school's dress code.
Esme grins.
How was the audition?
Well, it turns out it was to be a stripper.
He holds up the G-string.
Go ahead. Laugh. I'm already used to it.
Actually, I'm disappointed. You worked hard. You're good.
I am?
I dance with a troupe. We do a few shows a month. It's not much money, but it's kind of a summer job.
You want me to dance with you?
If you want. You don't even have to get naked for the audition.
Esme struts off, and Zig raises his brow.
Well, at least someone likes my dancing.
Grace stares after Esme, straight-lipped. Zig throws the G-string in her face, breaking her focus. She rolls her eyes and smiles. Cut to black. Opening credits continue. Aaron Kassam, Andre Kim, Lyle Littow, Spencer McPherson, Eric Osborne, Dante Scott, Olivia Scriven, Sarah Weisglass, Richard Walters. Written by Matt Huther, directed by RT. The stories and events portrayed are fictitious, and no reference is intended to any actual person. The name and mark Degrassi and associated names and marks are trademarks and registered trademarks of Epitome Pictures Incorporated, used under license. Copyright 2016 Epitome Screen Productions Incorporated. All rights reserved. Over white, block letters surrounded with blue read DHX Media. DHX Media is a registered trademark of DHX Media Limited. Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix.